Thank you, Alana. Alana McIntyre in the newsroom. Of course, we'll do another edition of Fake News from the newsroom today. On the text line, so I've got plenty of thoughts around Brandon Smith and this situation that we've discussed at length both yesterday and today, and also your thoughts around the band that you'd hate to be stuck in a pub with and the band that you'd love to be stuck in a pub with. And it'd have to be a cover band, although you can just throw anything at me. Pommy Rabideau says, I think the way Smith had conducted himself trying to shed a bad light on the Storm. Then he goes and lets all the Roosters' private matters out of the bag. He's going to be lucky to find a club with his attitude. Well, it appears as though he's already found the club. It's just the way that it's got to the end result that's left a lot of people with a bad taste in their mouths. Braden says, good morning, Matty. I think Brandon Smith's comments were wrong in the way he went about it, considering he hadn't even spoke with the Storm. Again, they should just release him to go now. And just on the fifth Ashes, I hope Cricket Australia take it from us here in Perth. So Braden always texts from over there in WA, and you want him to give it to Melbourne. Thank you, Braden. We can discuss that in the cricket press box. But your point about not allowing the Storm, if this is true, that they let the Storm know that he's going somewhere else, when all along, all of the talk was that the last discussion would be with the Melbourne Storm, and you'd have to say that that's where it needs to be, then to me, that's the bottom line in all of this. The rest is behavioural, the rest is perception, the rest is a bad look on the game. But at the end of the day, if Brandon Smith went out there on the travelling roadshow and his manager put it out there at 5:59, first thing in the morning, November 1, saying he's open for offers, and then doesn't let the Melbourne Storm have the final say, the club where he has developed and obviously become who he is, then that's pretty ordinary form. Now, we don't know if that's fully the case. We're just sort of picking apart from what we're seeing and reading in the press. But if that is the case, wow, that's pretty bad form. Okay, bands that you'd like to have or not like to have. Western Sydney Eagles says Coldplay, obviously with the snow in. Sam from Penrith, I'm praying this snow in would happen to me. Maybe the greatest snow-in of all time. I'd love to have the Chili Peppers. 3 days of that would smooth the soul. Could you go 3 days in a row of the same band? Another text. No to ABBA. Yes to the Rolling Stones. Let me know. 0457 736 736. Brisbane Bean Counting Rooster. OMG. Could you imagine the Proclaimers for 4 days? There would be not enough beer in the pub to make that tolerable. I would want to walk 500 miles. Yeah, I once went to a party where we did that, and we also did Green Green Grass of Home, and that's all you could play, which is good fun for about the first half hour and then a punish thereafter. So I can't imagine for 3 or 4 days. Let's have some fun with that this morning. Let's talk golf now. The Western Open continues today out at Dubbo. Daniel Gale leads at 9 under. Tied for second after the first round is Charlie Dan at 7 under, alongside Grace Kim, who made her professional debut on an Australian course yesterday at the age of 20. And what a way to start, playing alongside Peter Lonard and Matt Miller and smashing it. And I'm pleased to say that Grace is on the line. Good morning, Grace. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Well done. Congratulations on yesterday. And I can hear it already in your voice. You just must be stinging to get back out there. Tell us about your experience on day one of the Western Open.
Yeah, I was quite happy with my round yesterday. I think I only had 2 under the front nine, and it took me a while to get back on track. But overall, it worked out well.
You said before you went into yesterday's round that you might battle to sleep, given the nerves and given the situation that you're in and the people that you were playing with. So how did you sleep, and how did you battle those nerves?
It took me about 20 minutes. Normally, I'm quite out in an instant, but it took me about 20 minutes to get settled in and get into bed yesterday night, knowing, you know, that the two players that I was playing with, they're absolute legends. So, yeah, I was a bit nervous. And I said in my interview yesterday as well that I took about a hole and a bit to get really settled in, but they were both Matt and Peter were super nice to me, and I was quite comfortable out there. So I'm quite grateful for them as well.
Yeah, Matt Miller and Peter Lonard, your playing partners. And we spoke to Peter on my show just yesterday. Such a cool character who's done so much in the game. Give me an insight into how they helped you along the way, and what kind of chats were going back and forth between yourself and both of those guys.
I mean, I sort of had to do a bit of research myself on their achievements, and I was quite stunned by it. And I like shook their hands and introduced myself on the first tee, and I couldn't believe my eyes. But they weren't like bombarding me with questions or anything. They let me do my thing, and then when the time was right, they drop a little question here and there and get to know each other. So I think that really helped me settle in quite quickly as well. And yeah, I mean, they didn't really do much wrong themselves either, so it was quite a good group to play with.
Well, I saw some quotes from Lonard in particular after your round of 65, and he's blown away on a couple of fronts. One, he's blown away by how beautiful your ball striking is, and that's coming from one of our greatest ball strikers in the game, and also just how you cope with the situation. And you would have seen yesterday, Pete Lonard's got a heart rate of about 20. I mean, he doesn't get stressed about anything. But he said there's no way in the world that he could have done what you did at the age of 20 yesterday in that situation. So it must make you feel quite chuffed when you hear those words.
I mean, yeah, coming from the legends themselves, I was quite, it was really nice to hear that from them, and I'm quite blessed to hear that as well. I think, yeah, I mean, obviously they've got a lot more experience than I do, and you can see how comfortable they are on the golf course, and I try to do the same. And yeah, they helped me really do that and apply it into my own game. I think that's what helped my score yesterday as well. And I mean, I'm sure. So it is quite different, I guess, now because so many younger kids are getting better early. So you sort of have to get that step forward and get it kick started. Otherwise, I feel like you'll be a bit left behind. And I guess that's not a really good feeling. So I was quite comfortable out there, but that was both credits to Matt and Peter. So it was really nice to hear
Yeah.
that from them.
And over the last 4 years, Grace, you've done so much, which is extraordinary when I say that, especially the age that you're at right now. But Youth Olympic crown, you've won domestically, you've won internationally as well. But this was your first round on Australian soil as a professional. Was there any particular moment where that sunk in, or were you just eyes on the prize yesterday?
I think I was more eyes on the prize. But I mean, I think towards the 18th when I was receiving claps and then everyone was coming up to me and saying, like, good round. I was like, oh my goodness, like this is really it. Like I'm living my dream that I've always wanted to as a child. So it's just really happening, which is quite weird to me, but it is nice at the same time.
How did you get into the game of golf, and who did you look up to along the way?
So I started at the age of 10, due to my dad. He took me to the range after school here and there during the week, and it actually took me 2 years to get into the game. But I look back at it now, and I don't know what I'd be doing without it. So yeah, all credits to that dad as well. He's still playing, and yeah, he's just here to really enjoy my journey and see my growth as well. So, yeah.
And was Kari Webb one of those golfers that you looked up to?
Oh, yes, definitely. She's definitely the GOAT, greatest of all time. And I was quite fortunate enough to have an individual trip with her this year, earlier in April or May, due to winning her scholarship this year. So I spent a great 5 days with her, just me and her, which was like mind blowing. I don't think I could have asked for anything better. So, and she messages me here and there as well, checking out how I'm going and things like that. So, like an awesome friend, but definitely a role model that I look up to.
Yeah, what a great person to have in your corner. A couple of quick ones before I let you go and get back out there today. Best course you've ever played on around the world?
Augusta National.
Why did I know you were going to say that? Because you played in the Women's Invitational this year. Best club in your bag?
I like my 8 iron.
Is that just today, or do you fall in and out of love with your clubs, depending on how you're going.
Here and there, fall out of love for sure. I can toss between like my pitching wedge and my 8-iron, and then sometimes it gets the driver. But yesterday I hit a couple wayward drives, so I'm just going to stick to my 8-iron for today.
And finally, I know there's going to be plenty more of these to come, but best day ever on the golf course for you up to this point?
One of the days of the Cairo Webb trip, we played at Wingfoot on the West Course. And a friend of hers and Kari and myself played in brisk morning. It was like 7 a.m., no one out on the golf course. It was just a pleasant morning. So that day I won't forget as well.
Well, let's hope today's just as good as that. Congratulations on your professional debut in this country. You've been a professional for a few months now, but in this country, it's great to see you out there. And we look forward to seeing how you go this afternoon. All the very best. Thanks for your time, Grace.
Thank you so much, Matt. Have a good one.
And Grace will be getting underway about 20 minutes after 12. Daniel Gale, the leader at 9-under, after his 63 yesterday, a blistering first round. 65s to both Grace and Charlie Dane, Dan rather. Cade McBride is at 6-under and Mitch Davis is at 5-under with the action getting underway very soon. Don't forget, you can watch the Western Open live from midday until 5 o'clock today on nswopen.com. So that's the website to go to, or just download the SEN app and you can watch live on SEN TV. Also, Golf New South Wales Facebook page. So that's from midday right up until 5 o'clock today. It's great to have Australian golf back out there and firing again.